Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, this guy did 7 hours on the air yesterday, and he's back for more today. He's the coach. From Titans Radio, Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. What's going on this morning?
Guys, you knew I would not.
You just got off the plane, right?
I would not leave you hanging. Yeah, I drove right straight in here. Sleeping bags in my truck. You guys knew I would never leave you guys hanging.
You could have called in this morning. We would have said,
I would never do that to you. It's just, that's not the way I operate.
Well, yeah. First of all, props to you guys. I mean, that broadcast was a marathon yesterday. 4 hours of weather delays at two different times, and you guys just kept it rolling.
I was telling you three guys this, and you know, I was that crew that I am lucky to be a part of. They are so professional. I said 2 years ago when I came here, Mike Keith, you know, when he said I was going to do it, you know, I've told you guys this, so I'll tell our listeners. He handed me a lot of things. He handed me a notebook with a lot of tabs in it, and one of the tabs was weather delay. I mean, so organized to the T. And then all of these guys here on Titans Radio, you know, Brad Willis, Philip Noel, Jonathan Hutton, Rhett Bryan, those guys are amazing. I mean, and with Mike Keith, I mean, I was, you know, they were, it was, I've been in radio now. This is my second year. I mean, I got a doctorate in radio yesterday.
Well, tell us about what the Dolphins were doing and why you guys were, you know, they're play-by-play. What they do?
We're trying to figure out what to do. I mean, we were taking break. We, you know, were alternating because we were up there for, you know, really 8 hours because we're on there, you know, we're on air an hour before, you know, before the game starts. And so we'd take breaks to go to the restroom. You know, one of us would leave the mic and go when we were, you know, the delay, and we'd go back. You could hear the Dolphins up there. They were just randomly talking about just things.
Anything.
You know, just anything. And then, because you know how in most stadiums they pipe it in everywhere. You know. But the organization of the Titans radio crew with Mike Keith and these guys I just mentioned, it was impressive. It really was. As I said, I was just lucky to be a part of it.
The game itself, you know, it had a lot of twists and turns to it.
Inconsistent. Yeah. It was inconsistent. I mean, it really was. And you know, that was a very winnable football game, but you're not going to win a football game being that inconsistent. You know, you're not going to win a football game turning the football over. You're not going to win a football game allowing explosive plays, and you're not going to win a football game missing tackles. I mean, and you can just go through. I mean, it seems like I watched about four different games yesterday, you know, because it was start stop, but also there was four kind of different segments and elements to it. You know, we were having trouble stopping the run. We couldn't stop the inside run. You know, they were running whams, they were running traps, they were running inside zone, and you know, they really weren't attacking the perimeter of the defense running the football. They were attacking inside of it. So they finally got that fixed. They got that fixed. And anytime you're running the ball inside, especially if you're running trap and wham and pull schemes, it's fits. You know, it's fits. You know, depending on where the initial guy in the initial defensive player in the first level takes it on, then the linebacker's got to fit off of him. You know, where that goes. And so they got that part of it fixed. And then, but you allow explosive plays, okay, and you miss tackles, and really there weren't very many penalties on either side. I mean, neither side, if you look at the stat sheet, which, you know, I had a chance to do on the plane, you know, sitting with Mike Keith last night, and again, football games in this league are not played on stat sheets, you know, but if you look at that, everything pretty much evened out. But in spurts, you know, you saw some things that they were doing well, like that first ball that Marcus threw to Taylor, that long one. That was a perfect throw. Mm-hmm. That was a perfect throw. You know, the receiver's got to adjust and get over there and pull that out. And then he made some really bad throws, you know, and as you know, the throw they made to Stocker on that, you know, on that boot throwback, and that was a setup play. You know, you guys, we've talked all summer about setups, and they started out that series in 13 personnel, which is three tights, you know, one wide, one back, and they ran a play opposite. They had the two tights stacked back there. Well, you could see what they were setting up, and they did. I mean, that's a boot throwback, and it was a beautiful setup, you know, and Stocker's there, and T.J. McDonald had no idea, you know, where he was. Really, he spun around, but you know, if you just lay that ball out there a little bit, just because it, you know, it was about two steps. You lay it out there a little bit more, I don't think TJ could catch him.
Mm. Did you coach TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He was absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, we drafted him. We drafted him with the Rams. Yeah. Absolutely.
Coach TJ.
That's his son.
That's his son, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And TJ is a good safety, and he's really, what TJ really is, TJ is really a drop down from the sky run support safety.
Oh, okay.
Because Matt Burke was using him a lot on run blitzes, if you watch that early on, and especially on first down. I mean, you guys listened to the broadcast, and I was, you know, you could tell when they were going to run blitz and when they were coming down, because TJ starts, you know, creeping down to that line of scrimmage. Well, then you know something's coming with him. But anyway, you know, space, you know, is not his friend right now, you know. But he caught him, and then, of course, it puts us in the fourth down situation. And I agree with going for it on fourth down in that. Just execute the play.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's what we said.
It worked.
Yeah.
No, and throw it out in front. I mean, look, Blaine, how many times have you on goal line defense? I mean, Jerry Rice used to run that little return thing and run to the pylon.
No.
And then throw it. And Montana would hit him right on the run. And unless you had somebody just standing over there in the front, just stand at that inside of that pile, you were going to stop it, you know. And that's, and what he had to do there, that was ball placement there, you know, ball placement, get it out in front. He could stretch it across and touch the pile. I agreed with the call to go for it, you know, myself, you know, because Mike Keith asked me that on the broadcast. I agreed with that. But you cannot be that inconsistent, and you cannot take turns being inconsistent and win a football game. You really can't, you know.
What were you most surprised with, and I guess are impressed with the Titans on either side of the ball?
Well,
with this game was kind of chopped up a little bit.
It was chopped up, but it's a fair question. I can go with that. The first thing that, and seriously, when we lost LaJuan, I really thought that Robert Quinn and Cameron Wake were just going to start, you know, because we were going to have to start throwing the ball. I thought those two offensive tackles that came in did a great job.
Yeah.
Those guys got no sacks, and they weren't even around around the ball. You know, Robert Quinn made most of his damage, you know, being able to flatten out and run game, you know, mm-hmm. been to flatten out and stop, you know, and stop the run. So I thought that part of it was excellent. I mean, I thought those guys did a really good job. I mean, to me, I mean, that stood out to me. And then, you know, the special teams allowed, and again, Blaine, now you can speak to this and our listeners, and Mike Heath brought this up because, I mean, he's very perceptive too about football, especially on the special teams. I mean, that's a all gas, no brakes thing, you know, from the start. But you've got to be warm and loose and ready to go. Yeah. I'm not sure all that starting and stopping and going in and stuff, because both teams gave up long kickoff returns. Right. Now, you start thinking about that. I mean, you know, you've got two-hour breaks and, you know, you've got those guys and they're not starters anyway. They're not – I mean, you just kind of wonder, you know, with a professional athlete's body if they were complete. And the new kickoff rules may have had something to do with that too, you know, with the guys, you know, the guys covering, you know, maybe you could – but anyway – we had an explosive play on special teams that caught us back up, but we also gave one up. You know, you can't do that. So that's why I say there was inconsistencies to me, you know, along the way. You know, I thought the defense played great red zone defense. I mean, you know, it was tremendous. I mean, they got down in the red zone five times and scored one touchdown. I mean, it was tremendous red zone defense. And again, not that I know anything, but as soon as they got down in that low red zone that one time and they split Gaiseki out, you know, I said, that's where it's going. And Butler knew too. Mm-hmm. And if that field has had several games played on it, and I really believe in my heart if the field hadn't have been just a little bit slicked up, because Butler should have scored on that. I mean, when he cut back and he got on the edge of his cleats, but it was too inconsistent, you know, and you've got to be consistent, and you've got to be consistent at the quarterback spot. I mean, you just have to in the National Football League. That was my take.
Would you have ever imagined that you would have said that Tannehill outplayed Marcus, even though Marcus only played a limited amount. I mean, I just feel like that really, I thought the teams were even, but I thought the quarterback play really was a difference maker. I thought they kind of did on offense what I thought our offense would actually do.
Yeah, and again, you know, now Tannehill hasn't played in quite a while.
Well, either, right.
But he's been in the same system. And we've sat here and talked all summer about this offense was going to be a work in progress, and you could see spurts. But did I expect him to be more consistent than Marcus? No, I did not at all. Guys, are we doing 8 hours here? Are we starting 8 hours in here?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
it's always
just,
seven.
It's half of that. Half of it. half. We're half of what you guys can do, man.
No. See, you guys do it every day.
It's a pretty good gig, believe me.
It is a good gig.
let me ask you about losing Delanie Walker, who, you know, we saw yesterday what he means to that offense. He's Marcus's security blanket. And now with him out of there, do they go and look for a tight end? But, you know, in the immediacy of getting ready for this week, how does that affect them offensively?
Well, that affects them big time. I mean, that's a big piece. Again, when Delanie went down, and I saw it, because I saw when T.J. McDonald tackled him, it was one of those things, and you could see that leg get pinned. And, I mean, I've just seen it. I about threw up in the booth. I really did, because I saw the thing, and it just makes me sick, because, I mean, and, you know, he's not only a huge piece, you know, technically out there on the field, he's a huge piece in that locker room, and he's a huge piece on that team. I mean, this is a pro's pro, and I tell you what you could see there, and again, I mean, it still makes me sick thinking about it, and yeah, it's going to hurt a lot, and, you know, you're not going to go out and find a tight end like Delanie Walker. I mean, let's just be honest, you know, yeah. you're not going to do that, and I mean, it's just, but, you know, and even as and that was that game was chippy for a lot of reasons, but at that moment, once he went down and they brought that card out there, and you could see every member of the Dolphins team that was on the field came over there to touch Delanie when he was laying on that card, because, you know, there's mad respect around this league,
yes,
for that guy, and there should be for that player. That's going to hurt. That hurts big time. I mean, you go into that ball game, you've got to play, you know, I mean, everybody has to play better. I mean, there's techniques that were not executed. There were schemes that were not executed. It was, you know, inconsistencies will get you beat in this league. But when you lose, and in that ball game, we lost three of our best players. I mean, just lost them. I mean, we hadn't even talked about Taylor Lewan yet, but, you know, Blaine's been on the field a lot of times. They hunted him up on that shot. You know,
yeah, they did. Yeah, no, that was illegal. And they ain't not even to mention that guy's name.
And they, I mean, and you know, again, I'm not going to talk about the officiating other than to say that was really bad.
No.
You know, I mean, but to lose those three guys, I mean, was devastating too at that point.
Josh on Twitter wants to know, Coach Mack, how do you think scheme changes affect a young quarterback?
Well, I mean, they affect you, but you still have got to be able to. I mean, we've had, you know, an off season. I've said, and we've all talked about this. This was going to be a work in progress. This was going to be a gradual get. But at the same time, you want to continue to see, because you've only get so many chances to play games in this league. You only get so many chances. I mean, it affects you, but that is things that you work through, and then you perfect your craft and you go on.
And it's supposed to be a little more user-friendly for Marcus, too.
I mean, well, it is. And again, I thought Matt LaFleur called a good game. I mean, you know, Mark and I, you know, Mark just, you know, said that off air, and I did, too. I mean, you know, but you've got to execute the plays. You've got to execute the plays with timing if you're going to throw it, and you've got to execute the plays with location.
Right. You know, speaking of that, I wish he would have done a little no huddle. I don't know if it was the right time during this game to do that with all the stopping and starting. But what did you think about the hit on Marcus? I thought it was I was thinking of as when you're sitting in the pocket and you release the ball as a quarterback, as a thrower, and you could take two steps in, that's an illegal hit. What are your impressions on that?
That's
hit
your
on,
guy, Willie Hayes.
On the RPO.
Yeah. Right, let me tell you something. Once this RPO and this zone read came into the league, and it became an issue, because defensive coaches said this: if a quarterback is going to be in a runner mode, how can we know at the mesh whether he's going to keep it or he's going to give it? And so as long as he's a threat to be a runner, you can hit him as if he is a runner. Mm. And that's where that is. And you saw earlier in the game, you know, where Marcus did keep it, you know, kept it. And it was to the opposite side. So I'm sure that Miami went to the sideline and said, hey, look, they come out with that thing again to, you know, because they ran it to the other side. And then William Hayes, you know, came in. Now, do I want them to see hit our quarterbacks in the knees? Do I want them to see hit? No, but you can see that. And again, we started, I've been involved in this as a defensive coach, and then offensive coaches started having the quarterback, once he made the mesh, if he's going to hand it off, just to give himself up, you know, to back. And then if he does that, you can't hit him. You know, I mean, that is with the zone read and the read option coming into this league. Mm.
Let's get to a couple calls. Tony, good morning. You're on the Zone with Coach Mack.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, Coach. I feel like there were a bunch of calls that were missed when Derrick Henry's touchdown got called back.
Tony, I am with you, brother. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I about came out of the booth on that one, too, because that was a big play, that outside zone. That was not holding. Go ahead, Tony. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a hot button for me on that play, too.
Yeah, and the missed call on the Taylor Lewan hit. Where are your thoughts on that? I'll hang up and listen.
Look, let me tell you something. If somebody, again, all of us have different ways that we were raised, but somebody snuck somebody like that was on, I mean, that's a gang fight right there, because he looked him up. He hunted him up, he looked him up, and then he peeled back on him. And plus, then the fact that Jerome Bolger's crew, they couldn't even, I mean, there were a lot of little tornadoes breaking out on the field. You saw that. I mean, that's like one of those dogfights in the street where it starts over here and starts spinning, and then it starts spinning the other way. They never even mentioned the guy's number that did it. I mean, that was so poorly officiated, and it was an illegal hit. I mean, I'm just saying it right now. You're right. It was an illegal hit.
Let's go next to Pete. Good morning. In the Borough, you're on the Zone.
Yeah, guys. I'm just thinking about all the comments about lack of timing and lack of execution. Did we play enough downs, enough reps in preseason to kind of secure some of that problem? Or it seems to me like, you know, one series, 5-6 plays, they were off the field. How are you going to build up that timing?
Well, you build it up. You build it up, first of all, in practice. That's how you build it up. I mean, you build the timing up in practice, because really in a preseason game, the amount of time that you're in there, if you're talking about the first unit against first unit people, is minimal. You're going against your best people in practice. That's where you build up the timing. And they had some good timing on some plays. I mean, some plays were executed, you know, really well. There was timing, there was location, but it just wasn't consistent enough. And that's what, you know, Mike Vrabel said after the ball game, and he was 100% right. Right. To win in this league, you need to consistently execute. You can't just start and stop execute, because there is no play in a National Football League game that is not important. So you never know which one is going to flip a ball game. So the consistency is what gives you the best chance. We were not consistent enough. We had some good plays and we did some good things, but the consistency is what you've got to get if you want to be able to maintain and start stacking wins. You've got to stack consistency first.
He's consistently awesome when we have him on. Coach Dave McGinn is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get some rest, man.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah,
fast.
Yeah. You know.
It wasn't 7 hours.
But that's what it meant. It was 7-8 hours.
We don't have a binder for you.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
Let me tell you something. You guys, I'm proud to be a part of this show, too. Thanks, guys. Okay, we'll see you.
Thank you. We'll have a binder for him. We just won't have anything in it. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They have got you covered.